Hachette Audio presents NYPD Red 6. Written by James Patterson and Marshall Karp. Read by Jay Snyder. Prologue. The Wedding of the Century. 1. It took Bobby a week to decide where to park. It had to be close to the wedding, but not too close. And since he could be sitting in a stolen truck for 2, even 3 hours, it had to be a stretch of real estate where the cops almost never patrolled. It was a critical decision. Son of Sam had gotten tripped up by a $35 parking ticket. Learn from the mistakes of others, his father used to tell him. You can't live long enough to make them all yourself. He finally decided on West 29th Street between 11th and 12th Avenues. The entire block was lined with city sanitation trucks waiting for the next morning's run. The stench alone was enough to keep the street clear, but on the off chance that NYPD did drive by and ask what he was doing there, he'd explain that his alternator had crapped out, and he was waiting for a tow. He arrived at 16:45. 2+ hours later, not a single cop had passed by. He killed time reading the papers. The Times didn't give the wedding much ink, just one piece on page 14 of the Sunday Style section. But the Daily News and the Post understood that Erin was American royalty, and they gave her the kind of coverage she deserved. Front page, dozens of pictures, plus detailed diagrams of the Manhattan Center. Of course, Bobby already had all that information. He'd made 3 recon runs to the venue in the past 3 weeks. The first time was strictly to get the lay of the land. 2 recording studios, 12 offices, and 2 spectacular ballrooms, the Hammerstein and the Grand. The second time, he spent the day working with a catering crew and managed to get what he came for, a master key to almost every lock in the building. 2 days ago, he'd set up the live feed. Wearing a baseball cap and a shirt with a logo that said BD Rentals, he entered the complex through the loading dock and headed upstairs. The Hammerstein was packed with the army of people it would take to get the 12,000-square-foot space perfect for what the network had billed as the wedding of the century. But the Grand was dark, and he made his way to a storage room under the massive stage. At 0100 hours, with the cleaning crew long gone and a lone watchman stationed in the lobby, he'd installed the 4 wireless pinhole cameras. The rest of the world wouldn't get to see the wedding footage until ZTV fed it to them 1 episode at a time, but Bobby now had a live view on his iPad.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?